When did y'all burn coal? What was that?
We burnt coal some of the homes up through. I'd say they still burn some coal here in the office building in the post office in the 40s. The schoolhouse that burnt, it was fired with coal, steam heat. And I think in the late 30s and early, maybe 40, was a few coal gas, natural gas came to this country in the 30s, 38 I believe.
What everybody drives nowadays, you call it?
Car, some people automobile. I say the car.
Inside the tire of the car, we used to have an inner.
And a tube.
And if somebody just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to
launch a boat.
What different kinds of boats do people have?
Well, today, almost any kind imaginable.
What about?
Some of them called them bateaux. They were hewed out of logs, Cypress logs. P-Rolls, basically the same thing, but that's more so in South Louisiana.
What did a bateau look like? What shape was it?
The only one I ever rode in, I've seen pictures of them in museums and so forth, but it was just a Cypress log, roughly shaped like to look like a boat. Kind of leveled, you know, beveled on the front and on the back, very crude, you know. And then the side, the bottom was flattened off, and then they just took a foot edge and dug the inside out.
How was that different from the P-Row?
Well, P-Row was basically a one-man boat, not over two, basically one. And it was, I would say it was a little more precision in making a P-Row because it's very narrow and you pointed real sharp on each end, and this one's more or less blunt, just like I say, crudely constructed.
What kinds of boats would y'all go fishing in before they had power-driven boats?
I have built boats to fish in, you know, a little 12-foot boat. Used cypress lumber, or then when plywood came along, we built them out of the bottom out of plywood and the sides and as light a material as possible, that, you know, so it wouldn't be so heavy. Basically, cypress and imported redwood was what we used to make the sides if we could get a hold of.
Any special name for that type of boat?
Well, if it was, say, the width, you'd call it a fishing boat. If it was, say, 36 inches wide in the bottom, you'd call it a bigger boat. To go in the Mississippi, a river boat, which would be 4 foot wide and probably 2 to 4 foot longer than the little fishing boat.
But it was the same design?
Same design, basically.
If the child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here's
your clothes.
Okay. And you were taking the child to the dentist and he was scared. The dentist might say, you don't need to be scared.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Did you use the word ain't?
Huh?
Did you use the word ain't there?
No, I wouldn't, unless it was real careless, you know. I don't think the average dentist would. You're asking what I would use? Me, if I was a dentist? No, I wouldn't say ain't.
Do you say that much normally?
Not too much.
If you were having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something, you'd say, well, I'm right. What? I'm right.
I'd say, I'm sure I'm right.
Would you say, ain't I, or aren't I?
No, I'd say, I'm sure I'm right.
Okay.
And I'm positive I'm right.
Okay.